Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is another wonderful day here in the Bay Area. You know, something occurred to me as I was coming down to the station today. I was driving around, and I was just looking around. You know, we all get in this rut. We go from place to place and don't really pay too much attention what happens from point A to point B. We're just anxious to get where we're going, and we all do it. And it occurred to me this morning as I was driving around that, you know, we don't take enough time to actually stop and look around. Right now, this area is absolutely gorgeous. We've got all the fruit trees in bloom. Rhodies and other plants are in bloom. We've got fresh greenery. This is paradise. It really is paradise. All we've got to do is control our government so they don't spoil it for us.
Well, Jim, you're talking about paradise. That's only if you don't have allergies. I'm dying over here, man.
Well, quit breathing,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah, quit breathing. Yeah. A lot of people have asked me that.
I have the cure for Rob's allergies. I'm going to put a tourniquet around his neck so that he can't breathe in that pollen. How's that?
Well, you know, you tried it last time, and all it did was just make my head much larger.
So you're getting a big head.
Big head, right.
Yeah. I've got an announcement I want to make here at the beginning of the show. There's going to be a meeting over Memorial Weekend, Saturday, May 26th. It's going to be in Brookings. And they're coordinating this with the Brookings Harbor Azalea Festival. And what the meeting is about is it's local people trying to find out how we can build a fire under the feds regarding the Chetco Bar fire down there. Now, the federal government says that we can only harvest 2.5% of the salvage logging, the trees that burn.
Wait. Only 2.5%?
2.5% of 174,000 acres that we lost. And the feds are going to let us harvest 2.5% of that.
Oh, how gracious of them.
Yeah. So a bunch of people got together down in Brookings where the damage happened. And they're going to have a meeting and discuss ways that they can bring leverage against federal government. Now, one of the people involved in this is Court Boyce. Court's running District 4.
District 4,
U.S.
right.
U.S. Representatives. Little Peter DeFazio.
Against Peter,
seat.
Right.
Yeah. My question is, why didn't DeFazio set up a meeting like this if he supposedly represents the people here?
Well, I think he's roasting marshmallows when those things were burning. That's the problem. I don't think he gives a darn.
And I went back through his voting record. This is what politicians in office hates when you go back and check their voting record. Just about every piece of legislation in the last 10 years that's gone through the U.S. Congress regarding logging and land use, DeFazio's voted for it. Yeah. He voted for the same programs that caused the problem to begin with, so I'm not surprised he hasn't indicated he's going to show up at that meeting. But we need to do something, folks. We need to get control of our own land again because the feds are really doing a crappy job of managing it. They don't thin the underbrush. They don't do the things necessary to preserve our forest and manage our forest for economic benefit. That's what they originally intended for.
And I know that you know this, but they just sent out a report from the Cascade Policy Institute talking about how much money they could make if they sold a lot of that land into private people.
Yeah, I saw that. But right now, it's we the people against the federal government, and this is an opportunity for you to be heard. So the 26th, speakers begin at 4 o'clock in Brookings. And I don't, the notice that I got didn't give me any specifics as to where in Brookings, but I'm sure that it'll be well marked. So if you don't have other plans for Memorial Day weekend, head on down to Brookings. Make your voice heard, because it's your land, folks. It's your trees that they're going to let rot on the ground. And we got to do something about this. This has been this way for way too long. It's time we made some changes. You know, in my little mental exercise driving around looking at flowers and things this morning, it occurred to me that the spring's a time of renewal, and tomorrow is election day. Maybe it's time to renew who we have representing our interest and get rid of the people that don't seem to give a rat's behind about the people except at election time.
Well, you know, Jim, I was down at that Crawdad Festival and up in that Crawdad Festival in Lakeside.
Right.
And I'll tell you, I met a lot of people, and it was a beautiful day on Friday. It was nice and sunny, a little windy, but it was nice and sunny out there. And a lot of people had the same attitude that you did, that it was time for a renewal. And a lot of people told me that they didn't vote for the commissioner incumbents because of the fact they were looking for something new, and they weren't, you know, they were tired of the same old. And
then, tired of being lied to?
Right, tired of being lied to, tired of being deceived, and they want something new. So
yeah, which brings me to my primary point on all of this. Tomorrow is election day. Your ballot must be in. It's too late to mail them. If you haven't marked your ballot, you need to get it marked and drop it in one of the drop boxes. As of this morning, according to Secretary of State's office, the ballot return is only 16.1%.
That has to be a record.
That is pathetic. That's pathetic. You know, we all the time you hear people sniveling and whining. They don't like this. They don't like that. Well, this is your opportunity to change it. If you don't like the way things are going, vote. Change it. It's up to you. You're the only one that can do it. I can't do it for you. Rob can't do it. You know, you got to mark the ballot and get it turned in.
And if you're not registered to vote, don't come complaining to me. Because, you know, I'm out there gathering signatures. And
right.
I don't know how many times people will come up to me and I'll ask them, are you a registered voter? No, I don't vote. I don't care. And then they want me to tell them about the petition. I walk off.
Why bother? Why waste your effort?
If you're not registered, you're a dog to me.
If you don't vote, then whatever happens, you deserve. It's really that simple. If you're willing to allow other people to make the decisions on how to spend your money, then you've got the problem, not anybody else. And I found from experience over the years that a large number of the people that snivel and whine the most don't vote. Well, you know what? If you don't vote, you have no right to snivel. You have forfeited that right. You have forfeited your voice, because voting is the only voice that we the people have, particularly in Coos County, where we've got at least two commissioners that don't want to give you a voice in the meetings.
Right.
So it's time to mark the ballot. Do it now. Get it in the drop boxes. Now, last Friday, Lars Larson hosted a gubernatorial debate on the air, and I watched a video of that. I couldn't listen to it live, but I downloaded it. It's online, and I listened to that carefully. When Lars asked about IP43, that's the gun confiscation law that makes basically all modern handguns illegal in the state of Oregon.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. All the Republican candidates were asked, if this passes, would you enforce that law? And all of the candidates except Sam Carpenter said no, they would not enforce it. Carpenter said that he would enforce it. And Lars even came back after the debate and questioned Carpenter to try to clarify it, and Carpenter doubled down on it. But here's the deal, folks. Now, in listening to him, I can kind of understand where Carpenter's coming from. He's saying, okay, it's law. I'm a believer in enforcing the law, which we all are.
Right,
I mean,
right.
we're a nation of laws. You've got to obey the law. However, and Lars made this point, it popped into my mind, and then Lars said it shortly after it went through my pointy little head, said, well, when you attain public office, you take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Oregon. IP 43 is without a doubt, you don't have to be a legal scholar, it is without a doubt an unconstitutional proposal. If you look at the Supreme Court case, Heller versus D.C., that tells the story right there. There is a Supreme Court precedent. This law is unconstitutional. The unfortunate part is that if by chance it would pass, which I don't think it will, but if it would by chance pass, it would have to go through the process of going through the courts and being overturned. And how many people would have their lives destroyed in that interim time? That's the problem.
Right.
Because what that does, it's going to turn law-abiding citizens into criminals. Because I don't know anybody, and I've talked to hundreds of people, I don't know anybody that if that passes is going to trot down to the state police and register their weapons. That isn't going to happen.
You know, it's like when Uncle Sam made gold illegal at a certain point, you know, most of that gold, all of a sudden citizens, you know, said it was, they dropped their gold in the lake. They couldn't find it. It was lost, you know, and none of it, a lot of it didn't get to the government because people weren't going to turn in their gold.
And then beginning in the 90s, people start, once they loosened the law on that.
Yeah.
I think they changed that law back in, what, 92 or 93.
It was during the Clinton administration.
Yeah. To allow the public to possess gold, then magically, all of a sudden, all these old gold coins that are extremely valuable started to make an appearance. People rat-holed them. They sat on them. And do you think the same thing isn't going to happen with firearms?
Exactly, yeah.
So even if it passes, it's a nothing law. It isn't going to have any impact on anybody because I don't know anybody that's going to obey it.
And we have a test subject on this because Connecticut passed a law very similar. And like you said, 70% of the people didn't even comply.
They had, what was it, 28% complied. And the rest of the gun owners in the state said, screw you, stash your guns in the back of the closet, and they still have them. And the same thing's going to happen here. Number one, who in their right mind, a decent target rifle runs upward of $1,500.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind is going to go turn in a $1,500 possession with no compensation? Now you're going to get the people that say, oh, well, this doesn't provide for compensation, just registration. Well, all you got to do is look at history. And it's even happened right here in America,
right,
in New
right.
York State. Once they have registration, then they have confiscation. It happens every single time. And any liberal tries to tell you different is lying to you right through his teeth.
And it's even worse because on this one, they're going to make you register your magazines the way understand it. So not only are they come and get your guns, but they know how many magazines you have to take away those as well.
Oh, yeah. So, but, you know, I think Carpenter kind of stepped on his own tongue there.
He
dug himself a hole. Now, folks, this is why I never mark my ballot until Election Day.
You know, me and Jim are completely together on this, and I think it's the experience of, you know, you've lived long enough, you know, not to wait till the last minute to see where all the chips fall.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, it could come out tomorrow morning that some candidate or other is a child molester.
Right.
You don't know.
And it has happened.
It has happened. So I wait till Election Day. Tomorrow morning I will mark my ballot. It's sitting on my desk even as I speak, unmarked. Tomorrow morning, I will mark the ballot. I will take it over to one of the drop boxes, and I'll drop it off.
And you have to drop it off because you cannot mail it in.
It's too late to mail it, yeah. So you have to drop it off. But, you know, a 16.1% turnout as of this morning is totally pathetic.
Very pathetic.
And if you have not voted, I urge you in the strongest terms, mark the ballot, get it turned in. Earn the right to snivel if things don't go your way.
And right now, this is a really good thing, because if only 16%, that means just as many Democrats or liberals have not voted. So you Republicans or conservatives or libertarians out there, this is your chance to step up and take hold of the situation. Get out there and vote. Call a friend. You know, every single one of you know at least 10 people who believe similar to you do. So call them up, make sure they voted, and get those ballots in.
Yeah. I just looked at the clock. We're running way over time.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. You know, we get into a discussion here, and I forget to look at the clock, and it keeps ticking right along, even if I'm not paying attention to it. So anyway, we're going to take a break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, I want to hear what you have to say. Did you vote? Did you vote? If you didn't vote, why not? What's your poor excuse? Give me a call here, 541-267-2124, and we'll be right back.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter in your rearview mirror and summer around the corner, it's time to consider upgrading to Goodyear tires. And now couldn't be a better time. With Goodyear's Soaring into Summer Savings event from April 1st to June 30th, you can get up to $160 back on four select Goodyear tires. So stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Yep.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumion's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, every day as I read and research the news, I'm struck by how the media and academia and Hollywood and liberals in general demonstrate their disdain for normal people. They believe that if you don't live inside the Beltway or in New York or Los Angeles, if you didn't attend one of the liberal colleges, then you are just too stupid to understand how things work. And we hear examples of this every single day. They actually believe that by distorting the facts and pursuing the liberal agenda, they're actually doing you a favor. They believe this. You know, You've got to admire the fact that they stick to their guns.
Right.
But they're wrong. We see it right here in Coos County with a not quite daily garbage can liner pushing candidates that have repeatedly lied to the people, that have a track record of acting in opposition to the will of the people, a.k.a. John Sweet and Melissa Cribbins, hiring a finance director after the voters said they didn't want a county manager. Well,
right.
What they're trying to do, and you know more a little more about this than I do, Rob, they're trying to force the finance director that they appointed into being the basically a county manager.
Oh, yeah. They've been grooming her to take this position, and it's something that started way back when they were doing that county strategy session. And, you know, the biggest thing was they were so afraid of losing Mary Barton because she would been there for so long and has done so good at investing our money. That they, you know, they were worried, and this is all three commissioners, that they were going to get someone in there who wasn't qualified to handle that money. So they took the responsibility, created a whole other position, and gave that to, I believe, Megan. Well, they gave it to a lady named Megan who worked in the under Mary Barton, and now she is going to is now the finance director, and now she's going to move up to county manager. Is what their plans are for the future.
Exactly. And the people said no, but they don't care. The people said no on the mosquito farm down at Abandoned Marsh.
Right.
But they went ahead because they don't care.
Right.
You know, we've got one of those commissioners that represents the Indians and virtually nobody else. She used her official position to go against the will of the people down in Medford.
You know, it's funny. She said she gave so much time for people to come to those urban renewal meetings. And I said, well, you had them in Coquille. Maybe those people didn't have a slush fund like your campaign finances to dip into to get money for their gas, you know, to go to Coquille.
Well, they hold their meetings when normal people are working.
Right.
So normal people, the ones that are paying the bills, they can't go to the meetings because they got to work to pay the bills that they heap on us.
And you know, they lie about how they listen to the people, because at every one of those meetings, they had an hour-long presentation in support of the project. But yet, when I asked them if I could give a PowerPoint presentation or come up there and give a 45-minute explanation of why we oppose it, they refused. They only allowed us the 3 minutes that we have in public comment. And when you have 30 people, it's a disjointed argument.
So basically what they do is they overpower you because they're in a position, they can do what they want, and they can limit everything you do. They don't pay attention. They don't give a rat's behind what you think. And that's the problem. That's why we need to replace them with somebody else.
And in fact, I challenged Melissa Cribbins and John Sweet and Bob Main to a debate on the urban renewal subject. And it has to be a fair debate and filmed in front of a public audience and put on public TV. And I want it somewhere at Red Lion or somewhere neutral so that we have a moderator who's not for or against the commission, who's a little more neutral. And they have not accepted my challenge on that. So you might want to call them and ask them why they won't debate the issue.
Well, there's a better way. Just mark your ballot for somebody else tomorrow.
Oh, good idea.
I like that. We do have a caller. We've got Steve from East Bay. Steve, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just calling to let you know why I'm not one of the 16.2% that have voted so far.
Okay.
Pretty much the same reason you're in the same category I am. I don't vote until the last dog is hung.
Perfect. Yes.
Because if that dog gets hung, then I want to vote for somebody else, like what's happened here this last Friday.
Yes. I you're taking the wise position. One of the biggest problem with this vote by mail, where you've got 2 weeks to mark your ballot, is that it's the final 2 weeks before the election, and experience tells us that any crap that's going to come up to the surface generally happens within that two-week period.
Right.
So why would you want to mark your ballot in advance when you still don't have all the information? I think you're very wise, Steve.
Well, I'll tell you, it's like I'm glad to hear it's only 16% have voted so far, because I think there's a lot of us that feel the same way, that we're not just lazy. We don't want to commit ourselves until the last minute.
Exactly. You know, nobody signs a contract without reading it. Why would you vote until you've heard all the information that's potentially out there?
Well, I got a little bit of a curve to throw on it to you here, too. So I opened my ballot this morning.
Okay.
It's like, okay, we're pretty close here. And it came back with names on here that I don't recognize, and nobody that I know, or very few that I know here, are running for anything. They're all, and I can't understand it. It's like, maybe it's for Curry County or something, and then I look up the top, official primary nominating ballot for the Independent Party.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you're registered as an independent then?
Well, I didn't know I was. I wasn't the last election. And it's like I'm wondering what's going on here. I heard some lady call from Curry County, I think it was, or Coos County, earlier to the Lars Larson show.
I heard that.
She went to the DMV in the last hour long, and bang, she got, or her husband, maybe it was, got switched to the Independent Party.
Yeah, they registered as Republicans. There were actually two callers on that this morning to Lars, and both of them had the same story. You know, when you start seeing a number of examples, you can't help but wonder, is there some sort of corruption within the system? And you got to remember, state level, everybody, with the exception of Dennis Richardson, is a Democrat.
Oh, yeah.
They're all Democrats.
Yeah.
And, well, you know, which political party has the most people in jail right now? It's Democrats, hands down. They think they can do anything they want to with impunity. You know, it's just like in Chicago. If you run for mayor of Chicago, your next step is the big house.
Well, I have a question to someone that is much more knowledgeable than me. Is it going to do any good for me to write in somebody, or are these independent parties kind of cast aside because I'm not a Democrat to go into the Democratic file, or the Republican to go into the Republican file? It's not going to do me any good to vote then, is it?
Well, yeah, you can write in. They've got to count all write-in votes, regardless of how you're registered.
And you can take that vote and vote for the person that you want to vote for who's not in your party.
It doesn't even have to be it can be a Republican, a Democrat, or independent. You can write in anybody.
And, Steve, Jim is still running for emperor. So
yeah, I'm still running for emperor.
Well, I was going to write in Rob Taylor.
I'm sorry, this man is mentally ill. Cut the phone.
he's sitting across the desk from me here. I don't know if I'd vote for him for dog catcher. But, you know, there's good candidates out there.
Yeah.
You know, in your situation, number one, I would write in whichever candidate you want. And then number two, I would go over to the elections office in the county courthouse and explain what happened to them and get that corrected, because they can correct it right there.
Well, I'll tell you, I did call the number. At least they have a number on here, and I did call the number.
Uh-huh.
And she said that I did change it back on October 3rd of 2016. That was hunting season ago that I had got my deer in, and
right.
So I kind of vaguely remember that time of year, but I don't remember doing this. I'm saying that there's also a signature that looks like my old signatures too. Of course, that's not real hard to do,
right?
I don't remember if I did it or not. You know, I'll tell you what, I have been so fed up with the two-party corrupt political system, and so disgusted with the way that our present president has been treated, that I've threatened to do this a few times, but I think I'm not sure if I did it, or I'm one of these DMV people that happen to go down and relicense my camper at the DMV and got shenanigans.
Well, the two that called in to Lars this morning, both of those happened through DMV.
Right.
It didn't happen through their county clerk's office. So if there's some skullduggery going on, I would start looking at DMV first. But I don't know. You know, the thing is, a lot of people re-register as independent. It's become kind of in vogue for both Republicans and Democrats,
right,
that are fed up with their party. They want to re-register as an independent, which is fine and dandy. But the downside of that is that you cannot fix the system from the outside.
Well, now wait a minute. You just said to go ahead and vote here for who I want to. And
absolutely,
I can.
Yes, you can. And
but how come someone, a Democrat, can't vote for in the Republican primary,
well,
and vice versa?
They can.
Yeah, they can write it in.
An independent?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
No, anybody, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know, it doesn't matter. You can write in anybody you want, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent. You can write in any name you want.
And
on the ballot.
In fact, when I have some lousy choices and I don't like who's running, I vote for nada, none of the above, and that's what I'll put down as a choice.
I think that should be on the ballot anyway.
Yeah, I think so too.
D, none of the above.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's one of those things that people have got to do what they think's best for their situation. My particular attitude is, now, I don't make any bones about it. I'm a registered Democrat. I've been a registered Democrat since I was 21 years old.
That's why you get calls from Katie.
Yeah. But, you know, when I registered as a Democrat, the Democrat Party was indeed the party of the working man and normal people, and the Republicans.
John F. Kennedy kind,
yeah,
of Republicans, yeah.
And they're basically different than what they were when I registered. When I registered, Republicans were the party of the rich, and Democrats were the party of the common man. What we have today is the Republicans are now what the Democrats were 50 years ago, and the Democrats are what we used to call communists and Marxists, but nobody has the gonads to stand up and call them for what they are, except for me, of course.
Or socialists.
Yeah.
Progressives. But,
yeah, it's all the same. Socialist, progressive, Marxist, communist. Yeah, it's all the same thing. And the Democrats have gone off the deep end. They're, in my opinion, I know I'm going to take some heat for this, but in my opinion, people that vote Democrat are not true Americans. They don't understand America. They've been misled. And I'm going to get into that in more detail here later in the show. But
other question I have,
okay,
for you, a quick one here before we run over your commercial time, is I listen to this channel a lot. I mean, this is about all I listen to. And
okay.
I mean, I listen to it all night long, too, over, you know, for that overnight program. And
Coast to Coast, yeah.
But this channel on the weekends and the overnight goes into like a half hour to an hour dead zone over and over again. You know why that does? What happens
I do. The radio station has been upgrading their software for a couple of months.
Right.
And the old software we had was, the key was old.
Very old.
And the old software was not compatible with the new software, so what their technicians are doing here at the station is they almost have to go line by line in the code,
right,
to make everything work properly, and there's still a few glitches. By and large, they're making progress, but it's such a vast undertaking. You got to remember that the one computer program, in essence, runs 8 radio stations. And
The software is turned into hardware because it's so darn hard to figure out.
Pretty much. Now,
okay. That was a good technical.
I like that. Yeah.
I like to simplify things. You know what I mean? And that old computer thing, I don't get it. So to me, I understand it. My mind is happy.
Yeah, it's basically technical stuff. It's way above my pay grade, but I understand generally what they're going through, and I know that the operations manager and technicians here are working feverishly, literally day and night, to try to get all this in order so that everything works properly. It's just one of those things, you know. Nobody's happy about it, but they're doing the best they can.
All right. Well, I'm glad something's happening.
Yeah, they're very much aware. They are working on it. I work with these people all the time, and of course I'm concerned because I don't want my show to go dark. But
I'll drink to that.
But they're working on it. They're doing the best they can, and as these glitches become apparent, they're addressing them immediately. And the problem is, it's such a vast program that it's just not possible to sit down and take an overview and say, okay, we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. It doesn't work that way.
And with a certain age, you got French talking to English kind of thing going on.
Basically, yeah.
That explains it. I tried hitchhiking through France one time. Boy, I'll never do that again.
I don't know. I bet you had a lot of exciting adventures.
Okay.
Well, I did in Amsterdam, but not in France.
Yeah. Okay, Steve. Well, I thank you for the call. And hopefully I answered your questions.
Yeah, you did. Thanks.
Those are valid questions. But the thing is, the bottom line to all of it, if you haven't voted yet, mark the ballot, get it in. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock is 8 p.m. is a deadline. So you've got a little more than 24 hours to get that done. So it is important. We do have another caller. We've got Don from Hauser. Don, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. Thanks for your most listened to local talk radio show.
Well, thank you.
And hi to Rob. Rob's a hero to me because he's doing the work of an American patriot.
All right.
I've met him. Met him when I was a campaign manager 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Give away my identity too much, but I had to chuckle because before your last commercial break, you chided us for only having 16% turnout so far, but you had just right before that said that you hadn't voted because you want to wait till the last minute, and that's what I do, too. I always drop off my ballot.
Yeah,
I thought it was pretty funny that we're getting in trouble for not voting.
Well, here's the thing. Statistically, I always look at exit polling and stuff on elections. That gives me a guideline as to what the people are thinking. And statistically, in every election, you have this big deluge of votes that comes in the last day or so before the election date. So I'm not concerned about that part of it. The part that concerns me is normally, in a normal election, an off-year election like this is, we'll still see 20-25%.
Yeah, sometimes double of that.
Yeah, before the election day. But this year, for whatever reason, people just are not voting. And I question whether or not there's enough last-minute voters like you and me and my previous caller to carry those numbers up to where they should be.
Well, whether or not they're where they should be, it's still going to be a valid election. And
of course.
We can choose for the rest of them if they don't vote. So I'm not too concerned about that other than the patient rate should be higher than it is, of course.
Well, you just made my point for me.
I had to turn my phone off to call, so I didn't hear what the last caller said. He may have already said what I'm saying, but I just thought it was kind of comical that you said, well, I'm not voting until tomorrow, and then you said, why haven't you voted right before the
commercial? Well, I really think
that the ballot election, the vote-by-mail process is fraught with problems. Anyway, I don't even like it. I never mail my ballot in.
No, I don't.
I don't either. I agree.
You know, my primary concern here, Don, is that the normal numbers from the people that normally turn in their ballots early are only about half of what they normally are, and that's the part that concerns me most.
Well, I can explain that, I think. And that is, I think that people are so gosh darn fed up that they're checking out.
Well,
both sides.
I think that's a lot.
I have some really, really good conservative friends that are still never Trumpers, and it befuddles me because
some of the very policies they want to see happen are happening, but they can't give him credit for it because they've got something in the craw against him.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I know what it is. They're mostly devout Christians, and it's a moral thing with them, and that's fine. But
those
kind of people are just so fed up, they don't even care to vote this time, I think.
I know, and you know, it's a shame because there's too many people out there that are one-issue voters. And, you know, America is a large, dynamic country. We've got the most powerful economy in the entire world. And it's a very complex situation. And when you start nitpicking candidates one issue at a time, pretty soon you end up at the point where, well, nobody's good enough, so I'm just not going to vote.
Right.
Exactly.
And the problem with that is, in the long run, it's counterproductive. You know, I can't tell you how many elections I've looked at my ballot and had to hold my nose and vote for the least bad. But at least
almost every election,
yeah,
I do that for at least one or two.
But at least I voted. At least I made my voice heard. When these people get all frustrated, and I understand their frustration,
yeah,
but when they get frustrated and say, well, screw it, I'm not going to vote because of this, this, and this, all they're doing is making the situation worse than it would otherwise be.
Because the status quo rules.
Exactly.
The swamp just gets deeper and murkier.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, and the thing that people really, really need to realize above all else is that nothing's perfect. Nothing.
Nope.
And you make do with what you've got, and if you don't vote, you've just forfeited your right to have a voice, because that is your voice, is that vote.
That's right. It's voting for the status quo.
Yeah. So if you don't vote, what you're doing, you're saying, okay, well, I'm going to let other people make the decisions for me on what rights I'm allowed to retain, on how my money's spent, on what our society is going to do from here. If you're willing to turn that over to somebody else, then fine. You know, you have that legal right. This is America. But if you decide to willingly give up that right, because that's what you're doing, you're giving up your constitutional right. If you're willing to give that up, then you also give up your right to complain. You're not
that's
a
right.
participant.
Don't be surprised when more other of your rights are taken away from you if you give up that right.
Well, it's just like a lot of the stuff now. The gun control thing is a big deal. Never in my life have I seen people out demonstrating in the streets and coming up with ballot measures to give away constitutionally guaranteed rights. You got to be an idiot.
Yeah.
You got to
idiot. They're just uninformed on what the true purpose of those rights are.
Hey, yeah, and these are the same people they want voting at 16, but yet they don't want them to own guns at 18. I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, you're old enough to vote and screw over the lives of millions of people, but you're not old enough or responsible enough to own a firearm. Duh.
Well, yeah. That's about all I can say about that. Duh.
Yeah.
You said it eloquently. Duh.
Well, you know, you get to a point, Don, where there just aren't words, you know, things get so stupid that the language does not have sufficient words to describe it.
Right.
And yep. that's where we're at.
It is. And it takes something like a Trump-type person to shock us out of that, I think. And I'm glad that it happened, even though and you're going to think I'm crazy, but even though I'm a registered Republican, and the fact that I live in a completely blue state,
right,
gave me more opportunity to vote my conscience in the last general election, because I unfortunately knew which way the presidential election was going to go in Oregon.
Right.
So I voted my conscience and wrote in Ted Cruz.
All right.
And I'm not a never Trumper, because I support him now.
I support what he's doing, and all the things he's being accused of, most of them didn't happen, and the ones that did happen in the past, not in the White House, like a certain other Democrat years ago. And that's a big difference. If it's happening now, that's one thing. If it happened in the past, that's quite something else.
Yeah.
So if I lived in a swing state, I would have had to swallow my pride and bite the bullet and vote for the Republican, because I knew he would have to win over the Democrat.
I know. And you know, both political parties are guilty of putting out candidates that are basically pieces of crap. You know, I think back to McCain. McCain's out there whining now about Sarah Palin. Well, I got news for Mr. McCain. Just about everybody I know voted for Sarah Palin,
yeah,
not
we
for
voted
him.
For Sarah Palin, not for him. That was ridiculous.
He's an idiot. He's been an idiot forever.
I was one of those.
Yeah. And the Democrats last time, they put Hillary against Trump. I mean, you know, here you have a lying old troll that should have been in jail years ago. She is so corrupt that there's no way to even start to describe it. And the Democrats put that out for their candidate, and then they can't understand why they lost.
It was the Russian collusion, damn it. Don't you know anything?
Obviously.
Oh, there was tons of it.
Yeah.
Oh, on the Democratic side.
Yeah.
Okay, Don. Well, I appreciate the call. I thank you for listening.
Yeah, I got to get back to work.
Okay.
Thanks for what you're doing to both of you.
Okay, thank you. I just got a notification from the staff here at the radio station.
We were talking earlier
about it, the computer program. Well, they were working on it, and it went down. So we're going to have a commercial-free show for the rest of the show, another hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, rock and roll.
Yeah, no commercials. Until I get this up and running, and for those of you listening out there that are advertisers, don't worry about it. We will make up your ads that you've already paid for, so nobody's going to lose anything. This is just one of those little inconveniences that we all run up against in the course of living.
Hey, you know what? This is an election before Election Day bonus. That's what you're getting here. So
yeah. You know, I want to look back at history, and this will tell us a little bit of what's really happening in America, because, you know, one of my biggest complaints about our so-called education systems, they don't teach real history anymore. They teach a politically cleansed version.
Not a lot of educating going on with those educators?
No. But they don't teach history. And if you don't understand history, if you don't understand where we've been, you cannot possibly understand where we are or where we should go next. And that's part of the problem we've got in this country. If you go back to Nazi Germany during World War II, the people in Germany believed right up to the end of the war that they were going to win. They did so because all the news they got was from the state-controlled media. In North Korea, until very recently, just a few weeks ago, most people thought that even though they were starving to death, that the people in South Korea had it a whole lot worse. Once again, they believed that because of the state-controlled media that fed them nothing but lies. Only with the availability of illegal cell phones from China and the internet did the people start to learn just how good life was elsewhere. During the Cold War, and I remember this vividly because I'm an old guy and lived through it, citizens of the Soviet Union believed that Americans lived in poverty. After all, didn't all the newspapers say so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Russian media convinced the people that Russia had a handle on things, and the capitalism just plain didn't work.
You know, that's why we had Japanese sailors who were still fighting the war years after it ended.
Yeah. Today in America, we've got a similar situation. While the government doesn't directly control the media, the leftists do. The Americans that listen to the Washington Post and the New York Times, all the alphabet networks, they're being systematically lied to. And as a result, those Americans have a false view of what's really going on, just like their predecessors in North Korea, Nazi Germany, and the Soviet Union. It's no different now than it was then. Now, that, you know, and the point I want to make with this, too many people want to say, oh, well, you're a Democrat, you're bad. Or you're a liberal, you're bad. And that isn't necessarily true. I think most people, most normal people, if they're given good information, factual information, will make good decisions. The problem that we have in this country is we have allowed the media primarily to polarize us,
right,
to the point that, oh, well, you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. You know, that means that you're evil, and it isn't evil. It's
right.
It's you're misinformed. You know, those Americans that trust the mainstream media incorrectly know that Trump colluded with Russia. They don't know that Hillary paid the Russians for dirt on Trump, or that all the investigations into the supposed collusion by Trump have found not one iota of evidence against him, but all kinds of evidence to show how the Democrats and Hillary Clinton tried to influence the 2016 elections. The mainstream media are why so many Americans believe that 25% of the country is gay rather than the actual number of around 2%. In entertainment, gays are grossly overrepresented, and mainstream media coverage rarely discusses either the true nature of the gay lifestyle or the actual number of people that claim same-sex attraction.
Well,
clearly, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, I think maybe people in the theater usually are overwhelmed. There are, you know, it's maybe the theater that there's people who are gay who are drawn to the theater because of its dramatic flair. And I think that's what you see there. But it's not a representation of overall America.
No, it's not a representation of the country. And clearly, if one in four Americans was actually gay, the gay lifestyle is just like the heterosexual lifestyle, supporting a version of marriage that includes same-sex couples, wouldn't be all that strange.
Right.
But the fact is, the numbers don't bear it out. We have another caller here. We have Joe from Coos Bay. Joe, welcome to the Jim Bai Show. What's on your mind today?
Good afternoon. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You know, are there any plans to have another Second Amendment demonstration here in the area?
Not that I'm aware of at the moment. Rob, why don't you?
Well, you know, we've got that IP43 and 44 coming up, and
right.
I imagine that when we get closer to the general election,
the November election,
we're probably going to see a few more protests and rallies for the Second Amendment. But it's right now, I don't see any coming in the future because, you know, we're getting through the primary. I've got a referendum going myself. And we're trying to get the counties, and I've got like 23 counties now with active chief petitioners who are out there trying to pass the Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance in their county. So unless someone else does it, I'm not seeing one for me in the future, but maybe a little bit later towards the general election.
I would say, now this is just a guess, I have no official standing here, I'm not a community organizer, but in talking to a lot of people, and I talk to a lot of people every week just in the course of doing business, I would say that by the time we get up probably to September or October, we're probably going to see a lot of demonstrations for a lot of things on both sides of the aisle, because this election is a lot more pivotal than most of your off-year elections are, because this is going to determine whether or not the Republicans retain control of the Congress or whether
right.
we give it to Democrats. And if we give it back to Democrats, they've already told us they're going to take our guns, they're going to repeal the tax cuts, and even impose more taxes, as well as a bunch of other nonsense. So it's important, and I think every major issue is probably going to have representation and demonstrations either
absolutely.
For or against.
And I imagine once we get a few of these on the ballot, because we've already got two counties, we've got Lincoln County, and I think Lincoln County had like 28 signatures to get. I mean, it was so few people and a few sheep signs. So, you know, once we get a few of these going on the ballot, that's when you're going to see local demonstrations and probably a larger one in Salem, because this is a movement and we want it to be recognized for what it is, because this is a grassroots movement that has really never been tried before with any type of initiative. I mean, you think about this. We are passing an ordinance fighting against state legislation from county to county, and our main goal is to get at least 32 counties, at least 32 counties, a Second Amendment sanctuary county as a hedge against IP 43, 44, and all the others they're going to be imposing on us.
Yeah. Okay, does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it does. We need to really take this seriously. You give up your guns. Remember what happened when they gave up their guns at Wounded Knee.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very important.
Well, yeah,
thank you, sir.
Okay, well, I thank you for the call.
Bye.
Bye.
Was he talking about the 1972 Wounded Knee? Or
no, he was talking about the one in the
1800s, okay.
Well, just think about this, folks. The federal government back in the 1800s went to the various Indian tribes and they says, hey, trust us, you know, give up your
right.
guns and we'll take care of you.
Right.
Well, we can all see how well that worked out.
Yeah.
And we're also seeing what's happening in Europe. They took away the guns from the people. Now we have people being killed with knives on a weekly basis. In London, it's a daily basis.
And, you know, Jim, you were talking about Indians who are a minority. You know, anyone who really believes that minorities are oppressed in this country should believe that they, of all people, women, blacks, all
yeah.
the other minorities, should be allowed to own guns to defend themselves. You know?
Against the evil white people.
Against us evil white people. And I support the right to do that.
Yeah. You know, I want to get back here, though, to what the media and other groups are doing to the American people. The mainstream media propaganda ensures that most Americans don't know that abortion's legal in America for any reason up to the point of birth. Most people don't know that.
Oh, it's nice. You can take the baby to McDonald's, come back, and have the abortion the same day. It's great.
If you listen to the liberals and the media, you would think that abortion was extremely difficult to obtain. People also don't know that Jesse Jackson, no less, prime race baiter, Jesse Jackson actually called abortion genocide against blacks, and the black women are three times more likely to abort their unborn children as white women are.
And he's
That's
correct.
A national statistic.
And he's right, right?
He's absolutely right. The only reason why people don't recognize Democrat policies as racist is because of media propaganda. Think about it. Around 3,500 black people were shot in Chicago last year. In fact, some of the people that live there call Chicago Chirac. but that's rarely mentioned in the news. On the other hand, the mainstream media had wall-to-wall coverage when a white police officer shot a black thug in self-defense in Ferguson, Missouri, and then they turned it into a circus and created Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all this other nonsense that's going on. These are media creations because the media lied to the people. And I want you to remember that both Obama and his black attorney general agreed that shooting was justified. But that wasn't given any wall-to-wall coverage. The only thing that was given the coverage by the media was, oh my God, a white cop shot a poor, innocent black man.
Before we even knew the facts.
Before we even knew the facts. Because of this sort of reporting, they call it reporting, I call it propaganda, many Americans think that the real problem in America isn't out-of-control crime in black neighborhoods and Democrat-run cities, but that the police are out hunting innocent black people on a regular basis and shooting them down and Who knows? They may even think they're mounting their heads in their trophy room. This is how ridiculous it's become. The real story is that the Democrats that run Chicago don't give a rat's behind about black people. Can you imagine what the Democrat mayor of Chicago would be doing if 3,500 white people had been shot there last year? Jeez, he'd be going nuts. What could be more racist than not caring that black people in Chicago are less safe than American soldiers in Iraq? But that's where we're at. Could it be the fact that those black people don't get a decent education? You know, that's a large part of the problem
with
racial
no,
disparity.
Well, not only that, the high rate of fatherless children. And,
yeah.
You know, I can tell you, I've had cousins who've been raised without fathers. And you need men there to impose discipline. You need men there to set an example.
I have a cousin whose mother passed away when he and I were only a year apart, but we were, I think, 12 and 13 respectively.
Uh-huh.
He grew up to be a jerk. In fact, I used to kick his butt about once a week just on principle because he was such a jerk. But this is what happens. You know, but I think education is probably the key to it. For decades, the public school system has failed pretty much everybody, but in specific, the inner city blacks. They've had crappy teachers, crappy schools. That's why conservatives are calling for school choice, so black people can have a chance to get a decent education. That's the basic bottom line.
Because every other ethnicity that comes into this country, the Koreans, the Vietnamese, they grow up in these same neighborhoods, but yet they're able to move on and do better.
Yeah. We know that school choice works because those black folks who can make the huge sacrifices, who can afford to send their kids to Catholic or other private schools, they see their kids getting a good education, coming out into the real world and being successful. The ones that are having the problems are the ones that are indoctrinated into government schools, and yet Democrats and the teachers' unions don't want black kids to get a good education. And the media doesn't cover it. Rather, what they cover is Democrats that say that school choice is somehow racist. I never quite understood that, but that's what they claim.
And their solution is always more money.
Yeah, and the media doesn't mention huge contributions that Democrats get from the teachers' unions.
Yeah.
That never comes up. But as a result, those Americans that get their news from the mainstream media don't have any inkling that Democrats have been working against getting poor blacks a decent education for decades. For decades. And this is where we're at today, folks. We do have another caller. We've got Jim from North Bend. Jim, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Thank you. I couldn't agree with you more. I think John Dewey brought in communism into our educational system back in the 20s or 30s, I believe, somewhere back in there.
Back in the 1920s.
20s, okay.
Yeah, communism
was really contorted. They've politicized the media. They've politicized the court system. Our judicial system has been weaponized.
Yeah.
And the media, that goes back to Operation Mockingbird I think it's CIA controlled.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that. I don't have any hard evidence. There's a lot of things I would like to believe, and there's a lot of things that show evidence in a certain direction. But for myself, and until I've got hard, concrete proof of something, I just can't go there.
Well, JFK wanted to fire Dulles. CIA. Yeah. He wanted to abolish the CIA.
Right.
And I believe he was our last real president was JFK.
Well, could very well be.
And you know who replaced the Dulles was Bush
Dulles.
Sr.
Yeah. Bush Sr. replaced Alan Dulles.
Alan Dulles.
Alan Dulles, yeah.
And he probably had something to do with the assassination of JFK, too.
Yeah, who knows? There's a lot of speculation out there. And you know, I'm content at this point to say I don't know because I don't have sufficient evidence one way or the other. There's a lot of information out there, but sadly, when you start scratching the surface of a lot of that information, it turns out to be not what you think it was.
The only thing I know for sure is I didn't do
it. Bush said the New World Order. He was the first president World Order crapola, you know?
Well, Bush the first was definitely a globalist, no doubt about it. And you got to remember, being ahead of the CIA puts you in a position where you have contact with a lot of things out of the ordinary that most people don't even understand.
Kind of like an October surprise.
Yeah, and he was what he was. We're past that. You know, by and large, I don't think George I hurt us that much. I don't think George II hurt us that much. They were just kind of a holding pattern that allowed the Democrats to gather their forces and defeat Republicans. And it worked. I mean, you got to give them credit. It worked.
Took away a lot of our rights after 9/11.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody, you know, part of the problem we have with the media is the media is very reactionary. And when an event takes place, the media jumps right on top of it with their version of what happened and what should be done. And politicians generally don't want to be seen as sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing when a major event takes place. So they feel obligated to jump right in with both feet and do something, even if they don't have sufficient information to make a valid decision, which happens quite often. And then we all pay for it.
Take away our rights. They had legalized the Constitution. It's crazy.
Well, and this is the thing, and part of the problem there is younger people, and unfortunately a lot of middle-aged people, don't even understand what the Constitution says. They don't understand why it was written the way it was, why certain things were included and other things were not.
And they're not teaching cursive, so they're not going to be able to read them in the future generations.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Well, it's on record Obama didn't agree with the Constitution, and he took an oath to uphold the Constitution.
I know, and liberals thought that was just wonderful. Well, isn't he courageous standing up against the law of the land?
You know,
un-American.
He did such an
un-American.
Yes.
When he created DACA with that mandate, it's crazy that they would say that's legal when Donald Trump, through a mandate, tried to get rid of the same program. And the
so
courts
now
have said it's legal.
Now they're taking Trump to court for abolishing an executive order for abolishing executive order that he has every legal right to do.
Right.
But
it was an illegal order to begin with.
Well, exactly. It was not legal. There are so many things that happen that are not legal that Democrats try to take to the bank and convince people that, hey, this is for real. And basically, they're just flat lying to the people. That's the only way you can describe it.
It's communism is what it is. Let's call it for what it is.
You're right. It is. It is communism. And I do thank you for the call.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. You know, one of the key aspects of the propaganda machine is that normal people are always shown in a bad light, and Democrat scandals are minimized. We all remember the mainstream media trying to make us think that Bill Clinton was impeached because of his sex scandals, but that was not true. That is a lie. Bill Clinton was impeached because he lied under oath in order to minimize his risk of having to pay a settlement for sexually harassing an Arkansas government employee. So old Billy was just trying to get himself off the economic hook. He lied through his teeth. He was impeached for it. Had nothing to do with the fact that he was screwing around. I mean, let's face it, powerful men have done that for years. John Kennedy was a screwaholic. Everybody knew it. Bill Clinton was a screwaholic. Everybody knew it. But you have Trump mention something that may be a little off color, tell a joke. Oh, my God, he's a misogynist. This guy needs to be taken out and shot. But this is what we're up against when you've got a media that lies so much. Does anybody remember, what the hell is his name? Menendez, the Democrat senator that was on trial for 7 weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just a couple months ago. 7 weeks he was on trial for corruption. Mainstream media never even covered it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what the coverage would have been like if it would have been a Republican?
And that, they do that quite often where Democrats get in trouble and you never hear the story or hear the conclusion, and they just don't cover it. There's no news.
No. You know, in all of the various issues, and there's a lot of them out there, in all the various issues, probably the biggest poster boy for the mainstream media fake news propaganda is the so-called global warming. There's an incessant drumbeat of stories about how man is causing the earth to warm so much that we're going to have a catastrophe. We're going to have droughts. We're going to have more stronger hurricanes. You know, we're going to make the planet unlivable. And never do they mention the fact that all of their computer models, 100% of their computer models, are wrong and disagree with the actual data. You never hear that mentioned, do you?
And the fact that we are always going to have climatic disasters doesn't prove their theory, but they're going to use that as the evidence to prove what they're saying.
We have tornadoes and hurricanes and floods and... That's normal. They call it weather. It's not climate.
You know, around 9 o'clock, it's going to get dark tonight, and you know it's not the world ending. So
no, and then they come up with this crap of 99.7% of all scientists. Well, that in itself is a lie. It's 99.7% of 162 scientists that respond to a questionnaire.
Right.
Out of, I think it was close to 4,000 questionnaires mailed out.
Right.
So it's a fake number, just like the rest of the fake news. If you look at it today, and I don't have any hard statistics, but I can tell you for certain, there's at least three different groups of climate scientists, not social scientists, not political scientists, but climate scientists that say, well, there is no global warming. Things are chugging along just like they always have. The amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere don't mean squat. What determines the primary determinant of climate on this planet is the sun. And unless people are up there driving SUVs across the sun every day, I can't see that this big whine has any validity, you know.
Well, Jim, tell me, what climate change caused that volcano to go off in Hawaii?
It wasn't the climate change. That was Trump's fault.
That was Trump's fault.
Yeah, there's a couple of libs out there claiming that the Hawaii volcanoes now are Trump's fault. We got Jim Holding from Peoria, Peoria, Illinois. Jim, welcome to the Jim Bai Show. How you doing today?
Well, hi, Jim. Summer's arrived out here finally. We've had summer temperatures for about a week.
Oh, well. maybe it's global cooling. Maybe they got it wrong.
Yeah. No. Jeez.
Well, you know.
You know, it was four of the last seven governors of our fair state that are in jail.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of aldermen and you know, particularly Alderman Mel Reynolds. I don't know if you remember him. He's been convicted three times. He says he's going to go to Africa now.
Yes, I saw that.
The United States.
Yeah, he's fed up. He He can't practice his corruption here because he gets caught, so now he's going to go to Africa.
Maybe we
can
get
him to go to Africa.
We should get the rest of them to go.
Place for him, he says.
Yeah, yeah. Rob's right. You know, maybe we should start demonstrating for all these liberals to go to Africa. I think that's a good place for them. You know, let them find out what it's really like.
Yeah.
Because most people don't know. But, yeah, So you actually had some summer in Illinois, huh?
We did, yeah. It's been in the 80s. It got cold a few days ago.
Uh-huh.
Last Friday, I don't know when it was.
Well, you had some pretty bodacious storms go through there a week or so ago. I was...
Did we? I don't know. You know, it can do one thing in Chicago, and it can do completely the opposite here.
I know. Well, you got the lake effect there in Chicago. The weather in Chicago is different than any place else in the state.
Oh, Jim, let's be real. God is just punishing them.
Well, that could be, and rightfully so. But, yeah.
We had a hell of a snowstorm I had a car that I keep in the garage. I just sold it, but it was a summer convertible. Pontiac Sunbird, and never seen winter. So I took it out because I had a problem with my other car.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I was going to be all right, and I got caught in probably the worst snowstorm I've ever seen. That was the first time I've seen a whiteout.
But you had a convertible.
Yeah, it's white the white matches the ground and the there's no horizon, you know what I mean?
Been there and done that. Yes.
Oh. So I was in Galena that weekend, and which is just up in the corner of the state, kind of.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. Know where it's at.
Okay, yeah, you're from Iowa. So
yeah.
I'm driving back, and it's fine. I mean, I looked out the window, and it was like a dusting. And
yeah.
That was in Galena. So as I start to drive south, I got going towards Galesburg, and it's the white.
Yeah.
And then in Chicago at the same time got nothing.
Yeah. Well, the lake
effect. People in the ditch and all kinds. I mean, the worst you've ever seen. And just up in Chicago, they got nothing.
I know. Well, the lake effect basically protects Chicago from an awful lot of snow, but they get really, really cold temperatures.
Well, we also didn't get it as bad here in Peoria.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, it was like a band you drove through. You know, it was very strange. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with Peoria.
Well, that Pontiac, they don't call it a Sunbird for nothing, man. It doesn't
like snow. It's not the snowbird, right?
The brakes were going, you know, womp, 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 and I don't know, you know, the friend said to me, what the hell is that? I said, probably ice somewhere it shouldn't be, you know.
Yeah, more than likely.
As soon as it thawed out, they were okay, you know.
But, yeah, well, I appreciate your call all the way from Peoria, Jim.
I really listen.
Okay.
Just about every week I check in, or I'm around, you know, so
yeah.
I listen. I don't call every week. But
well, yeah, but I do appreciate your listening, and I do appreciate the call.
But one more thing. You know
okay.
how they say that President Trump, they were saying President Trump isn't qualified?
Yeah.
Barack Obama was the community organizer?
Yeah, I never had a real job in his life.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you should bring that up because there was, I don't remember, some reporter, and I don't remember from which news agency, interviewed a bunch of millennials last week on the potential for Trump winning a Nobel Peace Prize for what he's doing Korea. And the millennials overwhelmingly said that Trump didn't deserve a peace prize, yet when confronted with the fact that Obama got the peace prize, not a single one of them, could tell the reporter why Obama got the peace prize.
And you know, the day he got the peace prize, the next day, I forget which country he bombed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
God.
Well, again, it's the mainstream media lying to the people, all these young people. Have been lied to, and they believe
the brainwashing
things.
Brainwashing in action.
You
yeah.
got it on a mass scale.
But now, you know, that was their standard answer. Remember, oh, he's not qualified. You heard it everywhere. You heard it on both sides of the aisle. He's not qualified. What the hell does that mean? You know, now they've had to change that.
It means
he's running circles around those clowns.
Well, what it means, Jim?
Without his cabinet in place, right? Doesn't he have a bunch of cabinet positions?
Yeah. Well,
they haven't.
He isn't qualified because he doesn't feed at the public trough and screw over the people like all the other politicians in the swamp.
He's not bought and paid for.
That's his appeal, and they haven't figured that out.
No, they haven't, and they probably won't. Their own arrogance is in the way. But
I hope they don't.
Well, I hope they keep doing what they're doing. I think it's wonderful. I thank you for the call, Jim. And
All righty.
You know, I'm letting the callers go a little bit longer today since we don't do commercials since the computer program's down. So
bonus election day, Jim. Bonus election day.
Bonus. We already have another caller on the line. We've got Lynn from Coos Bay. Lynn,
hey,
welcome.
I just wanted to let you know that last Tuesday at the Coos Bay Commissioner meeting, that was announced on the show.
Right.
They said they had the most people shown up there ever.
Really?
And it was voted down for that drug rehab, so that was a good thing.
Yeah.
And you know, the guy that was trying to put it in, he did a very good job. I mean, he was very convincing, but the commissioners said no. So I think it was better for the community, definitely.
Or, did you mean the commissioners or the city council?
I think it was a commissioner meeting.
Was it in Coquille, or was it over here at the Coos Bay?
No, it was right here in Coos Bay.
Oh, that was Coos Bay City Council.
That's the city council.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Coos Bay City Council. We
can only blame Melissa Cribbins and John Sweet for what they actually don't do.
We don't blame them for things they're not guilty of. But
Okay. Yeah, they weren't there, and Bonetti wasn't there. That's why I thought it wasn't council.
Yeah, Coos Bay has gotten it in their head that the taxpayers in Coos Bay are somehow going to be responsible for homeless people. They're going to be responsible for dopers and alcoholics and other forms of addicts. And
I don't know if you guys...
I don't know when the people in Coos Bay are going to finally wise up and tell these people, hey, you know, most of these people's problems are self-inflicted, and why in hell should we be giving them tax money to continue doing what they're doing?
Oh, Jim, I got news for you. They just had a group of people approach the Coos Bay City Council and Mayor Bonetti to ask for a sports complex to be built behind the Cascade store over there on...
over on Ocean Boulevard.
Yeah, on Ocean Boulevard.
Well, that's fine. If they come up with the money to do it, then they can build it.
Well, in the story, it says that Bonetti said that this would be an economic driver, but nowhere did they say how much it was going to cost and who was going to pay for it.
Right. They never do.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you, Lynn. I appreciate the call. Yeah, it just seems like these people come up with these boneheaded proposals, and they try to jam it through, and you know, one thing, a lot of people don't go to the meeting, so they don't know what's happening till after the fact, and the other part is that they always lie to the people. Look what happened on that school bond here.
Yeah.
They lied to the people.
Straight out.
Yeah, and next year you're going to have another bond issue to finish repairing Marshfield. You watch. They don't care how much pain they inflict on the people as long as they get their touchy-feely stuff.
Yep.
You know?
And I saw somewhere where the hotel over there in Empire, they came to the urban renewal for Coos Bay and are asking for more money of redevelopment. That's your property taxes, folks.
Yeah.
And I think if you can build a hotel, you should pay for it.
Well, that's right. Why are taxpayers giving the people's money to private entities?
And especially for something that caters to vice.
Exactly. We do have another caller. We've got Tracy from Bandon. Tracy, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Mr. Bice, how are you doing today on this fine day? My wife called the Lars Larson Show earlier about the DMV issue with the ballots.
Oh, okay.
And what had happened with me was all I did was get a new sticker for my driver's license.
Right.
I'm a registered Republican, not anything else, but I came back with a non-party type ballot that had nothing on it.
So it appears that somebody at DMV is playing with the registrations.
Yes, because because it's not just me. There are several other people I talked to. And I'm one of the guys that was out at Rob's rally out there at Fred Meyer's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the guy with the Desert Storm hat.
Oh, okay. I remember.
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn.
Well,
the
maybe
Filipino on steroids.
Maybe it's time.
Anyways, but that's the issue. My ballot, my registration was changed, and I didn't do anything to change it.
You know, one thing you can do, Tracy, that might build a fire under some of these people, write a letter to Dennis Richardson.
Right.
And outline exactly what happened.
In fact, I would file an official complaint with the Secretary of State's office. You can do that as a registered voter. And I would say that this is happening at DMV because our county clerk is to me, she is one of the most honest, well, careful, you know, very careful about doing anything. So I don't see this happening at the county clerk's office. This is obviously something at the DMV that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand about it at the Richardson part there. I was going to it that way, but I'm not computer savvy. However, the issue with the DMV guy is that, like I said, there was a guy that registered a trailer. Didn't change no addresses, but he had a non-party ballot.
Really?
And it's not just me.
Yeah, so I think you, since you're one of them that it happened to, you've got a dog in the fight. You need to contact the Secretary of State's office, file a formal complaint against DMV, and if you know of other people that have had this happen to them, have them do the same, because one complaint isn't going to motivate them, but if they get several, they'll actually look into it.
Especially if it's the same DMV, and that's what I'm suspecting here.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably just one office.
It's just Fark, so I'm going after them.
Yeah,
this is too much.
Well,
good for you.
See, and this is a way to proceed, Tracy. Too many people, stuff like this happens, and they shrug their shoulders and they say, oh, well, it's a government, there's nothing I can do. And that's patently untrue. There's a lot you can do. You just have to do it.
And, oh, I understand. I understand that.
And if more people stood up when nonsense like this happens, the nonsense would pretty soon go away because they'd realize they couldn't get away with it. But the reason they do it is because they can get away with it and they know it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean to fire you up, but what's going on with me.
Oh, dude, he was fired up in the first hour. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm the only guy that's been sitting out at the Purple Heart sign there at Fred Meyer's, if you're wondering.
Cool.
Well, see, I'm so fired up.
Thank you.
I'm so fired up. I have to calm myself down to do the show.
Yeah, we got to keep a bucket of water in here, man.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Hey, I appreciate.
I locked them again.
I appreciate the call, Tracy. And would you call us back and let us know what happens after you file a complaint?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, I'd like to know because this is something that bears some follow-up. I guess we lost Tracy. But, you know, and you can damn sure bet you that there's probably going to be no media coverage on this because, well, it was Democrats that did it, and, of course, Democrats can't do no wrong. And, you know, the thing is, the media only covers what they want to cover to try to make normal people look bad.
Right.
I got another example. You know, the media didn't bother to cover the fact that the infamous Paris Accords that Trump pulled us out of allowed China and India to massively increase their CO2 emissions while penalizing America, which already has the lowest carbon emissions of all the industrialized countries in the world. They didn't bother to tell you that. If global warming is an existential crisis, then how can we allow these countries to massively increase their contribution to impending doom? You know? Keep in mind that this climate accord was not a treaty. It was never voted on by the U.S. Senate. It was never ratified, and it's never been binding on the United States or anybody else.
That was one of those presidential agreements, like
that's
the DACA
right.
program, yes.
That's right. So from this tiny subset of the media's propaganda effort, it's clear we're being manipulated in two ways. by presenting lies as truth, which they do all the time, and trying to convince us that global warming is a fact, and by not reporting the truths that are inconvenient to their positions, such as the scientific fact that human life begins at conception. They never tell you that either. And then there's President Trump's withdrawal.
Wow, I think we're getting some music.
I don't know what that was.
Wow.
Well, they're still working on the program, so who knows. Where was I here? Trump's withdrawal from the so-called Iranian peace agreement.
Which is only peaceful for the Iranians.
Yes. Now we've all seen the Democrats trample each other in their efforts to get in front of TV camera, both nationally and even here locally, to denounce Trump pulling out of that agreement. But keep in mind, this was not a treaty either. This wasn't even an agreement between countries.
Right, right.
It was an executive agreement between Barack Hussein Obama and the Iranian regime. It was never voted on by the U.S. Senate and was never even signed by the Iraqis. It was a nothing.
Right.
It was nothing more than an effort by Obama to get huge amounts of American taxpayer money to his Muslim buddies in the Mideast.
Which went to terrorism.
Yes. The Obama administration even admitted that some of the money was going to be used to support worldwide Islamic terrorism.
So basically,
they admitted it. And now we've got even local idiots. Oh, well, Trump's pulling out. It's going to be the end of the world. We're going to have nuclear war. We pulled out of nothing because nothing existed. There was no agreement. It was an agreement between Barack Obama and a half a dozen mullahs in Iran. It had nothing to do with the people of America. It had nothing to do with the people of Iran.
And you know the best thing about it is it unleashed the Israeli government to go after Iran, because the first thing they did after he broke out of that agreement is they bombed Israel, and this gave them the opportunity to give it back to him.
Yeah. And now we've got the Iranian regime that's threatening to enrich uranium on an industrial scale for military use.
They were already doing it.
It's never been mentioned by the mainstream media that Obama's agreement never stopped the Iranians from enriching uranium. Never stopped them. All it did is it deferred them from using the enriched uranium for military purposes until some undetermined future date.
So they're just going to keep that in a closet somewhere, you know, just holding on to it.
Yeah. So that's basically where they're at. I just got a note from Bill here that the computer program's back up and running, so we can take a break and we can give something away.
Oh, thank goodness.
I know everybody hates this. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. In fact, the North Bend store has been remodeled. They're having a grand reopening tomorrow. I think it begins at 2 o'clock. I'm not certain on that. But tomorrow at the North Bend McDonald's store, they're having a grand reopening. Bicoastal Media is going to be doing a live broadcast from there. And I'm probably going to stop by because I want to see what they did to the inside.
Well, I want to get one of those free McDonald meals. I'm going to go down there and grab some McDonald meals and French fries and all that stuff because they're delicious. Yeah.
But anyway, I got sidetracked. The McDonald's are located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart and one in Reedsport. And what they're doing is they've authorized me to give away some freebies in appreciation for basically their customers here in the Bay Area. So what I have in my hot little hand is I have a certificate for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. That's a complete meal, folks. One free breakfast sandwich of your choice. One free dessert of your choice. If we keep getting the nice weather, a nice ice cream cone sounds kind of good.
Yeah, especially, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then another one for one free small McCafe beverage, as well as, excuse me, I'm getting choked up here. When I give stuff away, it chokes me up. Like it's coming out of my pocket.
Right.
I also have a sheet of coupons. It's basically buy one, get one free on a number of different products. I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, and be caller number 3, and you can get all these freebies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter in your rearview mirror and summer around the corner, it's time to consider upgrading to Goodyear tires. And now couldn't be a better time. With Goodyear soaring into summer savings event from April 1st to June 30th, you can get up to $160 back on 4 select Goodyear tires. So stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Looking for electronics or musical instruments? Do you like jewelry? Are you looking for a new or used firearm? How about tools? Or maybe you could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, buys and sells firearms, gold and silver, coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. At World Pawn Exchange, you'll find more than you can possibly imagine. World Pawn Exchange, 1980 Sherman Avenue in North Bend.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You can quick call, and we do have a winner for the freebies at McDonald's. We'll do it again next week, and hopefully next week the computer program will be up and running properly. We've got a whole bunch of commercials we've got to make up, and I'll discuss that with the radio station for those advertisers that are listening in. I want to get back to this how the mainstream media is basically lying to the people. On the illegal alien issue, you never hear mainstream media mention the words illegal and immigration in the same sentence. Their argument, and we hear this all the time and it drives me nuts, their argument is that we're all immigrants. Everybody in America is immigrants, which is true enough as far as it goes. The things they don't mention is that the Europeans and others that came to the United States in the past had to pass background checks. They had to prove they wouldn't be a financial burden on the country. They had to prove they weren't bringing in any infectious diseases. The media and the liberals whine about how those evil Europeans dispossessed the noble Native Americans from their lands and destroyed their cultures. Some of the things they forget to mention is that those noble Native Americans were politically not a whole lot different from the European colonists. They had the country divided up among the various tribes and enforced their borders with violence when necessary. They made war on neighboring tribes. They killed the men and took the women and children as the equivalent of slaves. In the early years of this country, the people that came here faced hardships that many of us today would be hard-pressed to even imagine. There was no welfare, there's no free education, no free medical care, and no guidance counselors to teach them how to access other people's money. Most of these newcomers waged a never-ending battle to feed, clothe, and house themselves and their families, and there were no guarantees that there would even be food on the table on any given day. So compare that with this mass exodus of illegal aliens invading our country with their hands out, wanting welfare and free education and free housing and free medical care and all of the services that Americans pay for American citizens. They want to tap into that, but you don't hear a word out of the mainstream media about that side of the issue.
Boy, that'd make me come to this country.
Oh, yeah. Well, hell yes. If I lived outside the United States, I'd come here to get all the
freedoms. In a heartbeat, yeah.
But now, the left knows that without their lies and their propaganda, that they're going to lose in the court of public opinion. They know that. The American people opposed the Republican tax cuts because the mainstream media propaganda machine constantly lied that only the rich were going to get any tax breaks. But as more and more people saw that they directly benefited from the tax cuts, both because they'd pay less in taxes and because companies actually passed on their lower costs to their employees in terms of higher wages, the polls showed that people changed their position and supported the Republican plan, which just goes to show what I have been saying here for years. If you give the average person valid information, they will make valid decisions. But the leftists, the Democrats, the media, Hollywood, academia, they know that they've got to keep the truth from the people, just as the dictators who ran Nazi Germany and North Korea and the Soviet Union knew that they had to keep the truth from their people at all costs. Now, because the American people will reject leftists when they see the truth, these leftists are working hard to shut off all forms of communication that aren't part of their propaganda efforts. That's why Facebook and Twitter and Google censor honest news and hype the propaganda that comes out of the lamestream media. Likewise, many college campuses have now implemented prohibitions against so-called hate speech. The problem is, it turns out that this hate speech is any idea that doesn't fit in with the liberal talking points and the liberal agenda. If you're not a knuckle-dragging liberal idiot, then you can't talk on a college campus anymore. That's the bottom line.
Well, that sounds a little subjective.
Tell me what part isn't true.
I'm not. I'm just saying it sounds a little subjective.
Interestingly, the disunity that we have in America right now that the media complain about is due to the propaganda that they inflict on us every day. If all Americans had the truth, there'd be a lot less conflict in this country and a whole lot fewer Democrats holding public office, trust me. For example, the vast majority of Americans favor restrictions on abortion. But many of the people aren't supporting change because they've been lied to about the fact that abortion is currently legal for any reason at any time, and it's often paid for by the taxpayers, and the media doesn't tell people that. The media makes people think that, well, abortions are difficult to get, and it's only liberal Democrats that can pave the way for your freebie abortion that somebody else gets to pay for. The reality is that America is not as disunited as it would appear. If we could remove the vast leftist propaganda machine and give the American people the truth, I think we'd find out that they tend to agree on most key issues. So we should all take this opportunity to help make our friends who are trapped in the web of media lies. Let them know that they've been lied to and manipulated to vote and act in a manner that's definitely not in their best interests. You know, I can give you the information here, but it's up to you, those of you listening to me right now, to share that information with others. It grows by geometric progression. I'm just the guy that's starting it. The American people are starting to wake up to these lies and the manipulation. And they've had enough of arrogant, lying politicians, a corrupt media, Hollywood idiots and Marxist professors and teachers unions. We want our country back. And this year's elections are shaping up to do just that. But you know what? You got to vote.
That's the trick.
You got to vote. Tomorrow is election day. If you have not yet done it, for whatever reason, get your ballot marked, get it into one of the drop boxes. If you're sick to death of being lied to, if you're sick to death of politicians that say one thing and do another, if you're sick to death of the media telling you what to think and assuming you're stupid, if you're sick to death of arrogant politicians blatantly ignoring the will of the people, such as we have here in Coos County, your only recourse is to vote. You've got to vote, folks. You've got to cast that ballot. You've got to let them know that you're not sitting there with your thumb where the sun don't shine and doing nothing.
You don't want to be that 84% that hasn't voted yet.
That hasn't voted. And I think those numbers are going to come up substantially.
Yeah, because, I do too.
You know, as a couple of callers have pointed out, and as the statistics point out, a lot of people don't vote until election day. There are a lot of them, well, we've had a couple of callers that are right. Like me and you.
Paranoid.
Well, not just paranoia, but they're traditionalists.
Yeah, traditional, okay.
You know.
I tell my wife I don't vote until voting day. That's what
Yeah, well, and, you know, in all honesty, I miss going to the polls and casting my ballot.
I do, too.
It was an opportunity, you know, in the course of our lives. We get into a rut. We do the same things every day. We do the things that we've got to do to provide for our families and ourselves and do all the things that we're expected to do as citizens. And oftentimes, there's people that live close to you, you know, neighbors two or three doors down, that for whatever reason, because they're busy and you're busy, you really don't have much interaction with them. But to me, going to the polls was a great social exercise because I got to talk with my neighbors that I rarely get to talk with. I got to see people that I only see maybe once a year. It was a great thing. And having people together at the polling places, and it doesn't matter whether they voted Democrat, Republican, Independent, Communist, it doesn't matter. We were all there to exercise our constitutionally guaranteed right, and indeed our responsibility as American citizens. And we were all happy with that. There was no criticism overall, well, you didn't vote for such and such. You never heard that. What you heard was, well, gee, you know, I'm tickled to death to be able to come over here and vote, and I'm glad you voted. And, oh, by the way, how's the kids doing? And
right.
That's what it was about. It was unity. It brought people together. And this vote-by-mail thing, analogize vote-by-mail with having a cell phone.
Right.
With the vote-by-mail, you don't even have to leave your house. You can sit at home. The ballot comes to you in the mail. You can sit there, and at your convenience, you can mark it and, if you so desire, drop it back in the mail, and that's the end of it. But there's no interaction with anybody else. Look at the people with cell phones. How many people do you see walking down the street looking at their cell phones that walk out in front of traffic? Or people that are texting while they're driving, running into other cars?
No, my favorite is the family of five who sit next to me at Sizzler, and four of them are on the phone.
Yeah.
It's like, don't you talk to each other?
Well, it's another way. See, I firmly believe this. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I firmly believe that one of the reasons they went for the vote by mail is to create a situation where people do not interact with each other. Because I know, and I can tell you from personal experience, I've gone to the polls to vote in the past and got to talking with somebody in line or somebody that was hanging around, and gained information I didn't have before, and there, I can remember at least one occasion where I changed who I was going to vote for because of that. And you don't have that when you're sitting alone at home with your ballot and no interaction with other people.
And what it is we've lost the tradition. It's a custom in this country that we had all the way up to the point where we got the mail-in ballots because of convenience. And I think convenience has eroded those traditions and values that we should be
Remember when they implemented that, they told us, oh, well, you know, we're going to do this and it's going to cause more people to vote. Well, you know what? The statistics didn't change.
16.1%. Yeah.
Yeah. More people don't vote. Well, even in previous elections, we're not seeing an increased voter turnout. And then there was the motor voter. Oh, well, we'll just register everybody to vote unless they tell us not to.
That's bad.
That too has not done a squat to increase the number of people voting. The only thing that increases the number of people voting are people like me that explain to them the importance of that ballot and motivate them to do what they should be doing anyway. This is a responsibility, folks. It's a responsibility for living in the freest country in the world.
Right. Right.
And having the most benefits of anybody anywhere in the world, but you got to pay for it. And all you've got to pay is your check mark on a ballot. And if that's too hard for you, then maybe you should find another place to live. You know, I'm hardcore. I vote every election. There's a lot of things that, and a lot of people that I don't want to vote for. If you're in doubt, vote against. You know, if you vote against something, all you're doing basically is maintaining status quo. It isn't going to get worse, where if you vote for something, chances are as a 50-50 shot, you're going to screw it up worse than it already is.
Right. And, you know, I've actually encouraged people to vote against, you know, judges are a good one. You know, you don't have to keep them around.
You don't know who they are. Why are you going to vote for somebody you know nothing about? Well, since the computer's back online, we're getting music in the background telling us we're out of time. Vote, people. Vote. Mark that ballot. Drop it off. I'll be back next week. We'll talk about the outcome of the election. Until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week. And vote!